days of celebration of her birthday. And some people want to know, how can I get kidnapped like that? How can I get celebrated like? Well, you just got to be as sweet as Sister Tiffany, and then somebody will come and steal you away and take you shopping for 5 days. My goodness. And tonight she's bringing all of her children and dropping them off with her husband, and she's going back to that wherever she is. Praise God. What a birthday. I'm going to have to reevaluate all my birthdays. Praise God. But we love both of these to meet young people and love what God's doing in them. I want you to come tonight, whatever the Holy Ghost has told you. I want you to tell us. I want you to stretch forth your hand and pray for his house, his ministry, his family as he comes tonight. We love you, Brother Wells.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Ain't it good to be living for God? Amen. Nothing else I'd rather be doing than living for God. A few weeks ago, today is the 29th, I believe this happened on the 30th of November, in the state of Alabama, two historic rivals played each other in a football game, and an elated Auburn fan, this is going to be spiritual in a moment, sent me a link to a compilation video, and the title of video was Auburn Wins in the Final Second and Everyone Goes Nuts. So my curiosity got the best of me and I watched the video. And in this video, in the last second that Auburn's returning some kick to win the game, this compilation was about 50 or 60 different places where Auburn fans were gathered in restaurants and houses and living rooms, and they were videoing the reaction of those people when Auburn won that game. And I watched one of the videos. This big guy has a chair on his head. His head is stuck through the back of the chair. He's holding the chair like this, watching that last moment. One of the other ones, there's a guy standing about this close to the television, and he's watching as Auburn returns this kick and wins. And when he makes it free, all of a sudden this guy just goes nuts and turns a backflip. Another one, they're all watching this video, whatever it is, the game, and all of a sudden when Auburn wins, this guy doesn't know what to do with himself, and he runs outside and jumps in the swimming pool. And in another video, this guy, Auburn wins, and he just goes running out in the yard, and he runs all the way up the street screaming, going "Aah!" And he makes the loop at the cul-de-sac, and he comes back, and he doesn't stop at his house. He just keeps on going. And the world says that is acceptable. But they tell us who have experienced the touch of heavenly salvation, and we felt somebody go down in the name of Jesus Christ, and all your sins are washed away, they tell us you ought to sit still, you ought to be quiet, you ought to be reserved. I want to tell you, if something as inconsequential as a football game can be acceptable, we ought to praise him right now. Somebody ought to magnify him. Somebody ought to go nuts. I want to tell you, I'm excited about salvation. I'm excited about this gospel. Everything we do tonight is absolutely biblical. It's biblical to dance. It's biblical to do backflips. It's biblical. So don't tell me we're crazy, because we're shouting about the eternal. Don't tell me we're crazy, because we're shouting about the things that are going to matter in eternity. Shout, God. Hallelujah. Man, it feels good here tonight. Hey, I'll tell you what, if you need a healing here tonight, this will be a good night to get it. If you need a miracle in your life, this will be a good night to get it. If you need salvation in your life, this will be a good night to get it. Wow. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is in this place. What a great day to be serving God. What a great day to be serving God. Hallelujah. It's great to be here. I love this church, love your pastor and his fine family. Amen. You're blessed to have them as your leaders. Amen. They are challenging. They challenge you in your spirit. They challenge you in your vision and your dreams. Amen. That's the kind of people I want to be around. That the way it's always been is not good enough. Amen. There's got to be more that God said. If the God we're serving is the God of heaven, there's got to be more available to his people. That's the kind of people I want to be around. Amen. It's good to be here. Give honor to my mom and dad. So good to see them. Love and appreciate them very much. Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Acts. Oh, that's a good place to go, ain't it? Acts chapter 28. To my knowledge, I've never preached what I'm about to preach. It's been burning in my heart for a little while, and we're going to try it on for size here tonight. Hallelujah. And I feel like God's going to help us. Amen. If he don't help us, amen, we're just going to go and say, well, it was good. But if he helps us, we're going to get where we need to get. Amen. Hallelujah. It's good to be here. Acts chapter 28, verse number 1. And when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melita. This is to lay some groundwork for you. Paul is on his way to Rome. He's been shipwrecked, and he is now cast away on this island. And he said, now we know that the island was called Melita, and the barbarous people showed us no little kindness. They kindled a fire and received us, everyone, because of the present rain, because of the cold. When Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks, laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. When the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt, this man is a murderer, whom, though he hath escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live. And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Howbeit, they looked when he should have swollen or fallen down suddenly, dead suddenly. But after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. I want to preach from that last text. Now, I'm going to preach about Paul, but I'm going to preach about this. The Bible said they looked when he should have. Everybody say should have. He should have. He should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly. But after they looked a great while, they said ain't nothing happened yet. I want to preach tonight with the help of the Holy Ghost. I should have, but I haven't yet. I should have, but I haven't yet. Holy Ghost is going to help us here tonight. Put your Bibles down, lift your hands to heaven. Let's ask God in his way to help us. Father, I trust your word. I trust your name. I trust your spirit. God, I ask you tonight that you would lead us to where you want us to go. God, I pray that victory would reign in this place tonight. God, fill somebody with the Holy Ghost. Set somebody at liberty tonight. Heal somebody's body tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. I wonder, as you're seated, would you clap your hands to heaven with all of your might? Hallelujah. Come on, if you need a miracle, clap your hands with faith. If you need a healing, clap your hands with faith and anticipation that God is going to help us tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you for standing. You may be seated. It is the story of Paul on his way to Rome. The Bible tells us that Festus and Felix and Agrippa, most importantly, have tried Paul. They have listened to his testimony of him, his justification of himself, and his declaring against the Jews that he is innocent, and that he being a Roman citizen, he has appealed to Caesar. And I believe it was Agrippa said, if he had not appealed to Caesar, we would have set him free. But God was working in all of this. In fact, God had spoken way back in the book of Acts chapter 9 to Ananias when he said, I am going to take him before kings and he is going to declare my name. And I'm going to show him the things that he must suffer for my name's sake. And so God is at work in all of this. And Paul sets out for Rome on a ship. And chapter 27 is the story of that journey across the sea. In fact, the title of that, your little subheading in your Bible is Paul Sent to Rome, and the shipwreck, the storm at sea. The Bible says that in verse 13 of chapter 27, that when the south wind blew softly, supposing that they had obtained their purpose, they loosed hence and they sailed close by Crete. The Bible tells us that all of a sudden there came a storm upon their ship. And the Bible said they didn't see the sun or the stars for many days. And they didn't know which way to turn. They didn't know which way to go. They didn't know whether to set sail and let the wind carry them away from where they were. They didn't know which direction to go. How many of you have been there before? Hey man, you're floating, but you don't know which way to go. You got your head out of water, but you don't know, if I go this way, am I going to crash on the rocks? If I turn around and go back, am I going to be lost at sea? I don't know exactly which way to go. I'm going to tell you, there's times in your life as a Christian when everything's kind of cloudy and everything's kind of foggy and you ain't really sinking. You just don't know which way to go. You don't know whether to loose the sails and catch the wind and take out of here, because you don't know which way to head out. And Paul said we were there for a while, and we couldn't see the sun, and we couldn't see the stars, and we didn't know which way was up, we didn't know which way was down. We kind of was lost in a pickle. And he said, we kind of sounded the bottom, and oh boy, I wish I could preach all this here tonight, but I don't have time. And then they said, let's feel around for the bottom, see where the bottom is. And they threw out their sounding rope, if you will, and found that the water's a little bit shallow where we are, and we're going to run into the rocks if we're not careful. And the Bible said that they lightened the ship. They threw out some of the cargo, and they're in trouble, man. They don't know which way to go. They're loosening up the ship, lightening it up, making it ride a little higher in the water, and we still don't know which way to turn. And Paul begins to pray, and God speaks to him. And the Bible said in verse 20, here's where some of us are tonight. Verse 20 of chapter 27, when neither sun nor stars in many days appears, and no small tempest was upon us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. Paul said, when the storm had beaten on us for so long, we hadn't seen the sun or the stars in a long time, and we didn't know which way was up, and we didn't know which way was down, and we had lightened up our ship, but we still knew all hope of us being saved was taken away. He said, I told you we shouldn't have left Crete. Paul begins to talk to him. I told you we shouldn't have untied at Crete, because here we are and we have no hope of being saved. But I'm going to tell you what happened when Paul said all hope of being saved was taken away. He said, all of a sudden an angel stood by me. He said, I remembered who I was and I remembered who I served. He said, I started thinking about it. I don't know which way to go. I don't know how deep the water is, but I remembered whose I am and whom I serve. I've come to preach to somebody. You need to remember, the water may be shallow, the storm may be raging, the clouds may be covering, but you're still a servant of God. You're still a child of the King. said. I got to remembering who the God was I served. I started remembering I'm not forsaken. I'm a child of God. I'm not lost. I'm a servant. He said an angel stood by me and said, hey, fear not. That's easy for you to say, angel. How come it is the words from God always sound so easy? The water's shallow, the clouds hang over, and the storm's raging. And I don't know which way's down. And the angel says, fear not, because you're one of us. Fear not, Paul, because I'm going to stand with you. Fear not, Paul, because I'm going to stand watch for you tonight. I'm an angel of the Most High God, whose you are and whom you serve. I've come to preach to somebody tonight that I've told, God have mercy, that in that time when the waters are so shallow, we're throwing stuff in the water to stay afloat, and I don't know whether to turn or go left or right, I'm going to tell you there can come a word of peace that'll come into your spirit, and the angel of the Lord will tell you, hey, get your head up, get your fears abated. Because you're a child of God. You're a servant of the King. Everything going to be all right. Everything. Paul said, an angel stood by me. He said, sirs, be of good cheer. For I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Ooh, I'm going to preach here for a minute if I can catch my breath. Me and Brother Dawson was talking before service. We need an oxygen tank over here. Or we need to do one of them extended fasts or something. I don't know. Paul said, I'm in a storm and I ain't seen the sun or stars in a few days. The clouds are covering me up. The water's shallow. My boat's about to crash on the rocks. But I remembered what God said. And Paul said, I'm not looking at the storm and believing the report of the storm. I'm not looking at the sounding board and seeing the report of how deep the water is. But I'm going to believe that it's going to be even as it was told me. I'm going to believe that God is true and every man's a liar. I'm going to believe that God is true and every situation is a liar. I'm going to believe that God knows how to get me out of my trouble. Here's where some of us are. The Bible said, but when the 14th night was come, as we were driven up and down in Adria, about midnight, the shipmen deemed that they drew near to the Sum country. They sounded and found it 20 fathoms. And when they had gone a little further, they sounded again and found it 15 fathoms. It's getting shallower by the minute. And here we go, verse 29. Then fearing lest we should have fallen upon rocks, they cast four anchors out of the stern and wished for the day. I don't know about you, but I've been there. Brother Colin, just throw some anchors out and start praying for daylight. You get a grip on whether you can hold on to and say, God, I need you to shine a little light on this situation. Because I don't understand where I'm at, and I don't see the way out, and I don't see what's going on, and I can't figure it all out, and I find myself wishing for daylight. I'm going to tell somebody in this room right now that's wishing for daylight. You're just waiting on God to show you where you're at. I've come to preach to you tonight. It's time for you to remember whose you are and who you serve. The God you're serving is not slack concerning his promise, neither is his arm short nor his ear heavy. He knows where you're at. He knows what you're going through. He knows how to get you out of your problem. And while they were wishing for the day, the Bible said the ship broke up. And they were broken apart. And they found pieces and floated to the water, floated to land. Paul said, the ship's going to be lost, but no life's going to be lost. That's what God told me. It shall be even as it was told unto me. So they get to the sea, to the island. They don't know where they're at. Sometimes you find out where you've landed is worse than where you were. Paul said, we don't know where we're at. We didn't know the people. But then we found out they were kind people. They showed us no little kindness, he said. And then Paul said, it was raining and it was cold. It don't get much worse than that. I've been floating around in the sea 14 days, not knowing whether to go left, right, or up or down. I can't see in front of me. I can't see behind me. I can't find God. I can't feel him. Job said, I've searched everywhere and I can't find him. And now I'm shipwrecked. My boat's broke up and now it's raining and it's cold. Most of us would have quit coming to church right then. God's forgot me. Ain't it funny how just a few weeks or months of trouble, we get our lips pooched out. We come to church, everybody's doing monkey flips. And you're standing back here. I love you, Jesus. You know where I'm at, Jesus. There's people running around you left and right. I mean, if you step out in the aisle in this church, you better get a rearview mirror. You step out, you're going to do a little shout, and boom, left shoulder blade, you know. One of them big car dudes runs over you. Anybody get run over by an 18-wheeler and make it? You don't want to get in the aisle when they're shouting. But it's like it just keeps piling up. Paul said, I'm a prisoner, first of all. I'm on my way to Rome to find out if I'm gonna get my head cut off. That's enough for most of us to quit coming. Then I get shipwrecked, and it's raining and it's cold. And it's dark and I can't see. Poor little old me. And Paul comes to the land, and the people there build a fire, big old fire. And Paul starts picking up sticks. And if all of this ain't bad enough, when he throws the sticks on the fire, the Bible says, a viper, I'm fixing to preach, and we're going to be through here in a minute. A viper came out of the fire, and it didn't bite him. The Bible says it didn't bite him. Some more of these implications here this morning. The Bible said it fastened upon him. And the Bible uses the word hang. It was hanging there. I'd have had a heart attack and died right there. If I ever get bit by a snake, I hope it's a diamondback rattler, because I don't want y'all to know what happened to Brother Wells. He got bit by a green snake and died. Paul looks down. Now I'm going to lay all this out for you, okay? He's wet. He's cold. He's hungry. And he just survived a shipwreck. And now he's got a snake hanging off of him. Hey, are you even real? I've been there. And so have you. You got your halo on right tonight, but some of us have been there. God, do you even know that I'm still alive? Paul looks at that snake and he says, Lord, have mercy. And the Bible says it's an attack from hell. And he shook it back, just shook it off back where it went, where it came from. Get off me. And he writes it like he didn't get bothered by it, but something about getting bit by a snake just gets your undivided attention. Unless you ain't got an attention. And Paul talks in Acts like he was all full of faith and vim and vitality. But I know human beings. I just got bit by a snake. And all these people know what kind of snake it was, and their eyes are wide. And they started saying, this guy's a murderer. And Paul said, you're right. I am a murderer. And he starts wondering, Brother Sutton, surely. And the people start saying, well, he made it out of the sea. But time always catches up. Paul starts wondering too. Well, I am a murderer. They're telling. What they were saying was the truth. They weren't gossiping. They said, you just got bit by a poisonous viper and you're going to die. The fang marks are reminders that it was real. Paul starts wondering, man, what's going to happen to me? So he's wet, cold, miserable, shipwrecked, a prisoner, and he's been bit by a snake. If you think you've had it worse, stand and testify. I didn't think so. So Paul just keeps going about his business. We're about to preach. And the Bible said them people was watching. Those barbarians, because they knew what kind of snake it was. And they watched him as he shook it off in the fire and it went back into the fire. He looks at his hand, blood streaming out of those fang holes. Everybody starts wondering, well, what's going to happen to Paul? He's shipwrecked. He's raining on him. It's cold. He's hungry. He's tired. He's forsaken. He's a prisoner. He's accused of murder. The Bible said they looked and they looked and they watched and they looked and they counted the seconds. If they had watches, they didn't. I wonder what they did. Maybe they counted. They kept watching. And I can see maybe those young little kids, they come up beside Paul and they look at his hand. They look at real, because kids, you know, they'll just walk right up in amongst you and say, hey, you got bit by a snake. Adults at least won't say it. They'll stand in the corner and talk about it. Paul just got bit by a snake. He's about to die. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know how they're going to survive. I don't know how he's going to make it. He's shipwrecked. God's forsaken him for sure. Oh, it's about to get good. I hope it's about to get good because it ain't good right now. And everybody's whispering. What's going to do? Paul got bit by a snake. Paul's got shipwrecked. What about that angel? Where was that angel at that was supposed to? I thought Paul heard from God that no life was going to be lost. And look here, he just got bit by a snake. Musicians come. Paul just going about his business. Allow me to start preaching. He just keeps coming to church on Sunday morning. Paul's been shipwrecked. He got bit by a snake. He's about to die. Paul just keeps coming to church. I don't know how they're going to make it. I don't know how they're going to survive this. This attack from hell surely has ruined their faith in God. This attack from hell has surely messed them up with their pastor. What are they going to do? How are they going to survive? What? And they just keep coming to church. I'm here again, man. Here I am. I heard you got bit by a snake. Yeah, but I ain't dead yet. I heard you shipwrecked. Yeah, I shipwrecked, but I'm still floating. God have mercy. My boat's broke up, but I'm still here. I'm still coming. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know where I'm going to go. I don't know which way's up. I don't even know where I've landed, but I'm still serving God. I'm still alive. I'm still here. I'm still... And the Bible says that they looked for a great while. Woo, if I was a preacher, we'd have some church here tonight. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place right now. They just kept on watching. Yeah, he's about to lose everything. He's about to lose all of his life. He's about to, that sickness is about to kill him. He's got cancer and he just keeps coming to church. I don't know what he's going to do. I don't know if he's going to make it. And all of a sudden on Sunday night you see him run by. I'm still here. I'm still here. I'm still coming. I still got the Holy Ghost. I'm still living for God. I'm still a servant. The Bible says he should have. God have mercy. He should have. It was the matter, of course. It was the way it should have gone, looking at the circumstances. He should have. It wasn't conjecture, Brother Sutton. It wasn't somebody's opinion. But the Bible said he should have swollen or fallen down dead. It should have killed him. It should have ended him. It should have destroyed him. But the... Paul said, just keep on watching. I should have, but I haven't yet. I shouldn't be here, but I am. I should have been destroyed, but I'm still breathing. I should have been destroyed, but I still got a shout. Somebody ought to praise him. He shouldn't even be worshiping, but he is. He shouldn't have any faith left, but he does. He shouldn't have any shout left, but he does. He should have. He should have. He should have. Should have died. You should have given up. You should have quit. But I haven't yet. And the Bible says they watched him. Should have, man, you ought to be dead by now. You ought to have been already out of your mind by now. You should have been offended at God by now. I know, but I haven't yet. I'm still here. You get snake bit? Yeah, see? You should be dead. Yeah, but I'm not. I don't know what's going on. I don't even know which way's up, but I'm still here. And the Bible said after they watched him for a while, the Bible says they changed their mind. And they said he should have been destroyed. But because he didn't, he ain't destroyable. He's a God. Paul said, no, I'm not a God, but I'm serving the God. And in my weakness, his strength is made perfect. When I just keep on keeping on, I don't know which way's up. I don't know which way's down, but I'm just going to keep on trusting. I'm a servant of God. I'm a servant of God. I've got the Holy Ghost. I've been baptized in his name. Everything going to be all right. I should have, but I haven't yet. I should have given up, but I haven't yet. I should have quit, but I haven't yet. I should have stopped praising, but I haven't yet. If you're here tonight, and you should have, I want you to make your way to this altar. If you're a backslider, that made it back, you ought to come on down here. If you're a backslider and you ain't made it back and you're here tonight, you should have died out there, but you didn't. God lets you live for one more service. If you're here tonight, you need a healing in your body. You should have, but I'm still here. Yeah, the devil got me pretty good. I should have given up. I should have quit. I should have got offended, but haven't yet. The Bible says, after all this, Paul was walking around. He should have died, but he's still living. They said, hey, dude, we got somebody we want you to pray for. Because we don't know what you are, but we believe in it. Because you should have, but you haven't yet. We want you to pray for our friend. He's sick, bad sick. Come pray for him. It came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and of a bloody flux, to whom Paul entered and prayed and laid his hands on him and healed him. So when this was done, others also which had diseases in the island came and were healed. Paul said, I should have, but I didn't, and I had a revival. I should have died. I should have quit. I should have given up, but I just kept on keeping on, and I had a revival, and I saw the power of God move in the city. I'm telling somebody, it's time to get your hands up. We're going to have a shouting time around here. You should have given up. You should have quit. You should be dead by now, but you're still here because God is watching you. You're a servant of the King. It's time to remind your storm whose I am and whom I serve. God is able. Somebody ought to have a Holy Ghost fit. Somebody ought to have a Holy Ghost fit. If you need a healing, you ought to shout, I should have. I should have, but I haven't yet. Yes! Want you to know that we win. Somebody needs to shake off that viper. Somebody needs to shake off that attack from hell. Get back where you came from.
We win. We win.
We win.
We win.
We win.
We win.
We win.
We win.
We win.
We win.
We win.
We win.
I want you to know that I win. Why don't you get somebody by the hand and tell them an angel stood by me. I heard from God. It's going to be all right. I believe it's going to be as it was told me. We win.
We win.
We win.
We win.
I still got the Holy Ghost. I still got the Holy Ghost. I'm still faithful. I'm still here. Yeah. I should have, but I haven't yet. I should have died, but I haven't yet. I should have got over it.
No matter.
Come on, devil. Just keep on watching me. Just keep on looking. I should have, but I haven't yet.
We win.
They won't make it.
We win.
I'm still going.
We win.
We win.
We win.
We win.